News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Copper, you and I were talking during the break, and so I had said earlier in the What They Didn't Say segment that Biden has not spoken out about the attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh, but you're saying he did say something in general. So what was that again?
Oh, yeah, apparently he came out on Jimmy Kimmel Live and said, quote, "It's just ridiculous. I don't think the country will stand for it. But what I think we'll have to do, there are some executive orders I can employ. We believe we're looking at that right now. These states, it's going to cause a mini revolution, and they're going to vote all these folks out of office." So what that sounds to me is like, well, you got what was coming to you, and we're not going to do anything about it, and you should expect more violence.
That's what it sounds like. He really didn't address the topic at all. So he didn't express sympathy or concern for the justices, Kavanaugh especially. He didn't say, we're taking steps to make sure they're safe. And I saw one article, I didn't realize it was part of the same commentary there, but that said that thing about executive orders you just mentioned, that was actually a tease that if he had to, he would do something with executive orders for abortion.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he could do. But they'll start tying dollars to it. They'll start tying your education dollars to whether or not your state is abortion free or not. They'll try using the power of the purse to get their way. Never mind the fact that the Supreme Court of the United States may be speaking as early as this coming Monday. I'm not going to be a bit surprised if it's not this Monday. Because we are expecting it here in the month of June, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I think we are.
Yeah. Some people have said probably not until the end of June, but who knows?
Yeah.
I just kind of want it to be done with at this point.
Well, yeah, I think the whole world does. But I think we also, I kind of wish they would go ahead and just surprise everybody. Like, do it on a Friday. Drop it on a Friday afternoon and go to the house.
Already booked their plane tickets out of town so these crazies can't try and murder them.
That's right. Or for that matter, already booked their security details for the weekend.
Yeah.
When you do things, when you already know what you're going to do, I guess there's tradition. Maybe there's some regulatory issue that says they have to release on Mondays. I don't know, but that's been their tradition, is on Monday mornings, usually the third Monday after each part of the session that they're in, I think is the way they work it. But they just released some decisions last week. I say go ahead and drop this one off cycle, man. Drop it and let it be. Just go ahead and drop that bomb. Don't let it be one of those that whistles while it comes in and everybody knows it's there. Mm. Just go ahead and launch that JDAM from a distance and let it hit.
There's still going to be chaos, though, and outrage and whatnot.
You know, there probably will. And I don't think we're going to see – I think we're going to see some. Right now, what I think we're seeing is people that are freaking out, thinking that if they go, you know, get naked in Joel Osteen's church service, that it'll help change things. It'll stop it from happening. I think once it happens, I think some of this is going to die down. Maybe I'm being overly optimistic. I don't know.
I don't know. They've already started preparing for the possibility that it will get overturned, with places like Illinois and California trying to enshrine it in their own constitution.
Well, that's the thing. That's overturning Roe is not overturning abortion. It's overturning the diminution of states' rights. Yeah. So what's going to happen is Alabama's not going to have abortion, but Illinois is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and they're probably going to lift restrictions on it, and like partial birth abortion. They're going to try and make it as extreme as possible in those states.
I'm not going to be a bit surprised. I think because leadership makes a difference, and what you're going to wind up seeing is there's going to be some that that have it, some that don't, and some that have varying degrees. But it's going to be the states having a sovereign right to make decisions within their own borders, which is federalism, and so. Anyway, like I said, it could come out as early as this coming Monday. Heck, if I was them, I'd be saying, hey, boss, let's drop it this afternoon, all right? Let's go to the beach. Let's get out of here.
Great.
I say do it. That's what the executive branch does all the time, right? They drop that thing in the off news cycle and they hit the hay. They go ahead and dismiss the next legislative session from the legislative branch by dropping the big story on Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., missing all the news cycles, skipping the Sunday morning news rounds, and hoping nobody notices. All right, we got Copper and the Birdman coming up next. Good questions laid on. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. Y'all stay tuned.